Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Today, August the 5th, 2025, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Ben. Dave Ben.
Hey, good morning.
Ben Dave.
You've been gone a while.
Well, he was back last week.
I was back last week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got the whole story. 2 weeks in Hawaii.
All right. I heard you. Yeah.
You ought to see him. He was out there. He had his little, he's got this little grass skirt and he was doing a hula the other day.
I don't, do they do that anymore?
Oh. Do they, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did I? No.
Yeah. Especially at the bars. No. They, did you go to one of those, outdoor, you know, the pig roast and all that?
Yes, we did go to a luau.
All
you
right.
went to a luau, but you didn't eat poi. The one thing I said
I
you
know.
Needed to do.
I, you know.
And you didn't do it.
I didn't want to get sick.
Okay.
Poi doesn't make you sick.
Well,
but it helps
know.
If you put sugar on it.
I did try the poke.
Well, poke is great. No, that's a net.
It was really good.
That's a staple of Hawaii. My next door neighbor's native Hawaiians. And when they'd make big batches of it and yell across the fence, and I'd run over there with my bowl, fill it up. Anyway, what national day do we have today?
Well, we have National Oyster Day.
Oh!
Talk about just taking a poker chance on whether you're going to get sick or not. Love them, love them, love them.
Yeah.
Love them, love them.
Most of you, I would say.
Well, you got sick on, I think, when we were in Boston.
No, it wasn't from that. It was from something else. But the only time I've had reaction to oysters is when I totally overindulged in New Orleans with a couple of my buddies.
Oh,
yeah. You can't drink long necks and just eat oysters all night.
Well, and by the way, shall we just start the morning by saying today, Carl Bott was born, came onto the planet, came into the world. And, I would love to know your birth story, you know, in City Slickers when the mom would call every birthday and talk about when he was born.
My mom would.
I want to hear about the birth story.
My mom used to do that. My mom used to do that. Yeah. It was like, I was born at a very early age.
You were born like half man.
This is
you were born like a man, hairy man coming out.
Yeah, I had hair all over me. In fact, I looked like a puppy. My little hands were bandaged because I had the little forceps. You know, they used forceps back then, and I had four little forceps. There was some burns, so they bandaged my hands so I couldn't scratch them. And I had hair all over me, and my chest was all pushed out because my shoulders were wide, and it pushed my chest out. And so when so there I was laying in the little incubator or that little thing they put you in. Some lady said to my grandmother, she goes, "Oh, look at that poor little deformed child." Now, my grandmother's from Harlan County, Kentucky, where they have, you know, the Hatfield McCoys were. Oh, yeah, that was just not the right thing to say to my granny. And but the next day, the chest had come back. Well, I'm surprised.
Like, you know, break off
the neck.
The
chest had come back to normal, the hair that was over my
within
body had fallen off.
Oh, that's
amazing.
That's just amazing.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
The hair on my head was still there.
Well, you know, it is your birthday, so I think we may be having callers today. Let's just go to the phones right now. David.
Hey, I heard it's National Carl's birthday today. Happy birthday!
Well, thank you very much. I let you know, say it's an international day, but I'll settle for just local. That's okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
And my grandpa's from Harlan County too. I had no idea.
Really?
Really?
Oh no! You know what?
Yeah.
My grandmother one time, they had the school was in one of the towns they lived in, and she was hanging sheets out on the line, and a mountaineer came down and literally killed the teacher of the school out in the schoolyard. And my grandmother went over and covered him up with a sheet until the law could get there. Oh yeah, and she's, you know, stories my mom and my grandmother would tell are just, yeah.
And them there
back,
hills.
Back in the 20s and 30s.
Them there hills.
Yeah, 20s and 30s back
yep.
there. Okay. Yeah, well, who knows? We may be related. David may be my 15th cousin removed. So,
yep.
Anyway, well, thanks,
Happy
buddy.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Really sweet.
Wet there.
The wet there. Okay, well, when I have the National Weather Service in front of me at this point, and I see red boxes. Well, in our printer... they look orange right now. But it just says 96 today, not too bad. Mostly clear skies with overnight lows of 68. Wednesday, calling for under triple digits hot, which I think is actually fair for, Reading weather, under triple. But as we get into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, those are when we really go over into the triple. Thursday, engine up to 100, and Friday, 103, and Saturday, the prediction is 107. Sunday, once again, 107, and Monday, 106. So we are going to be in those, you know, getting into that heat index once again. But today, 96 degrees and clear skies. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. In Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business, the Kinney family there for generations to give you discounts. Seniors and Veterans is a veteran-owned company, 365-3793. What else have we got here?
Well,
we saw this this morning about residents who call 911 for non-emergency
okay,
lift.
I want to talk.
You want to talk about
I
that?
I do want to
yeah,
talk
I,
about
I figured
this.
It might be in your, is it yeah. in your craw or not?
It's somewhat in my craw here.
Okay. Let's
okay.
Talk about
as
that.
Of January 1st, I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, I'm sure it was one of those little fees that they associated that nobody caught. The city of Reading began charging residents nearly $500, I think it's $495 or something like that, nearly $500 for those who call 911 for non-emergency lift assistance. Now, that's somebody that they can't get out of bed, can't get out of their chair, maybe they've fallen or something. They call the fire department because ambulances will not run on it due to insurance and other reasons. So the fire department goes. One of the 1,200, this, and they've had how many of these? 1,200 lift assist annually. So the fire department sends a fire engine over. Firemen go in there and they lift the get them up, whatever. Well, they started charging people $500 for this. Now, if this is a home the people are in, you know, like an assisted living facility or something like that, yeah, I mean, I could probably maybe see that because, you know, They're you know, making a profit off the people, and not that they're not being taken care of, but they're making a profit, right? And so if they're calling the fire department to come over and do their job, yes. But people that are in their homes by them, say, you know, it's a good example, say your parents. Say your mom slipped and she's on the floor because she's hurt her knee.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad can't get her up. He's not strong enough to get her up. So what's he do? Well, if we're 2.5 hours away, so we're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. And your brother may not be available, or maybe, you know, a couple hours before we can get over there.
Mm-hmm.
So you call call 911 to get help, to get somebody up and, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they need more. Well, now they're charging people $500 for that. And, you know, you're already paying your taxes. So the question is that, and they make it clear in here, is that they're doing 3 calls a day, and, you know, it takes wear and tear on the equipment and, you know, and the firemen, they're out there. But I also know if this, since this is a non-emergency call, that if something happens, they say, well, you know, the fire engines will be out, you know, doing this. No, if it's a non-emergency call, the firemen will literally stop what they're doing and head to the real emergency, like a fire. Most of the runs of the fire department, as everybody knows, I would say probably a good 60, I'll say 60% or above, are for non-fire calls that they go to. Car wrecks, lifts, other things. And that's what kind of what, you know, you're paying your taxes for that. You don't think about it because, you know, one, you're not in a car wreck, and two, you're not needing assistance to be lifted. If you're in an assisted living facility, yeah, you should be charged for that because you're being paid to be able to take care of these people. But if you are at home and you're living by yourself or you're with your loved one who, and something happens like this, then why are you being charged $500? You probably are not making a lot of money already,
mm-hmm.
if you see what I mean.
Right.
And so what happens if they don't pay it? Are they then, okay, here's your bill. Okay, now we're going to come after you. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to ask the city council. So,
okay.
Well, we can waive these. They say, you know, just write us a letter and we'll waive these. Well, what if you don't? It says, request for waivers are welcome. And the fire chief has the discretion to waive or reduce the fee in special circumstances after you send a written explanation to the Reading fire chief for review. It says if someone is calling, and this is what Chief Vanderlandingham said, if someone is calling the Reading Fire Department on a consistent, recurring basis, now I can understand this, that means that perhaps they're living in an environment no longer suits their health needs. It's a hard thing to witness because we care about the people on the other end of every call. So if you're getting a call from the same person 3 days, 4 days, 5 days in a row, then, I can understand this. But anyway, I just think that we really need to talk to the city council about this and see what this was, what are the parameters, what are your metrics, all of these. I just think that that it could be totally unfair to some people. And that's not what the city council is supposed to do. 7:16 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Hey, Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a TSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 5th of August, 7:21 in the morning, and welcome back to the show. Okay, Brian Collier came in during the break, brought us donuts, but it's also...
All glazed.
All glazed, round ones, the only kind. Those are the real donuts.
Yep.
Everything else is just... It's Brian's birthday today, too.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
We're the same age.
Same age.
Identical.
55.
Yeah.
Probably have some of the same songs that you like. And
oh, gosh, yeah.
And compare notes in high school. And
so,
yeah.
You know, you mentioned, Brian, happy birthday, buddy, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
And Brian's a fellow member of the Reading Rodeo Association, long-time listener here. When we were talking about this lift fit, and you'd said, you know, Latow was on Sue's show this morning and said a lot of this came from assisted living facilities. They just, you know, they didn't want to lift these people. And I mentioned that in there. If you're an assisted living facility, you shouldn't be calling the fire department to lift your inhabitants because you're getting paid for that. You need to have something or a system there that you can get somebody up. And I can see charging them.
Absolutely.
But when you get out into the society, the real society, when people are out there and they do this because they can't make exceptions, they get called, you know, one time, you know, it's a one-time call. They're still going to get a bill for $500. And there's a thing we do is like paying taxes. That should include that to me. Now, I'm not talking about the excessive ones where from the homes, but just charging somebody like that, are they going to charge you $25 for a traffic stop? Because they had to stop and get out of their cars, the police? Is that next?
It can just go on and on.
It can just go on and on. That's right. You know, they just charge $1,200 to any place that sells tobacco. But I have yet to see their metrics to say how this is going to work and if it's going to work.
Back in Georgetown, when we were visiting there, they had the plaques on the wall. And the guy that we had said, that plaque, you had to purchase that. And if your house caught on fire, the fire department would fight the fire. If you didn't have the plaque.
They wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Rich, what's up? Hello, Rich. Rich.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're missing the elephant in the room, Carl. Why does the fire department need to charge all these excessive additional fees after taxes are paid? It's because the unions have a stronghold on the public sector and the governing bodies, and it's not that they don't have enough money. They're not spending the money wisely, Carl.
Well, that could be. That could be, too. But see, to me, is that you're paying your taxes for things, and then this comes up. to me, this was a blanket one. This was group punishment over something that may be the problem of certain businesses. Well, then I think right. I would direct it just like the tobacco tax. Was it a tobacco tax for people that, you know, for regular stores or grocery stores or gas stations that just sell tobacco? Or is it for the vape shops? It's the vape shops they're going after, but they made it group punishment.
So I have a quick and somewhat funny solution. So instead of calling in for a lift assist, just call it in as a fall victim, and then that way you won't get charged. How about that?
Fall victim.
Correct.
Okay, you heard it first here. Okay,
thanks. See you later.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, so instead of saying, I need help getting up, say, I've fallen, I need to be looked at. Well, here's the other thing, though. And somebody out there, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm not denigrating our fire department at all. God bless them all. And, you know, they're there when people are running from danger, they're running right into it. We know that. It just seems like if this is aimed at a certain part of our population, such as our businesses, then we ought to say that. And but if, you know, somebody can't get up, and I realize how frustrating this must be to the fire department, to go 2-3 times maybe a week, like, you know, it says here in the article, up to 3 times a week to get somebody out of bed or get them out of a chair or what. It is frustrating. On the other hand, what's the solution? Let them lay there? The $500? Is that supposed to, well, they'll try harder to get up? I don't know. Anyway, Brian, what are you going to do in your, what are you going to do in your birthday, our birthday today?
I'm going to go up and wash my horses, give them a bath.
I love
they love
that.
It.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, what size tub is that? I mean, you get them in, do they have bubble bath or? Well, they do have both.
They do, and they like the lavender scent.
Okay.
So.
Can I tell you that thank you for bringing in the donuts. I had half, put one out there on the desk.
Oh, no.
And,
no.
We bring Buford in. This is the first time. We've had this dog over a year. And he comes back in, and I'm like, what do you have in your mouth? We had the Kleenex, and I went back out there, and he ate half that donut. So I don't know what if he's going to have like a doggy sugar high or if he's going to upchuck with a half a glazed donut.
Well, will you leave it on the desk?
Well, I've never.
Well, he doesn't do that. No, but he does look at food like that.
Well, so just want you to know. I had to tell you that.
Since it's my birthday.
The dog ate half the donut.
Yeah, since it's my birthday.
Yeah, okay.
I won't have to clean it. I will not clean out.
You look at him and he's like, bleh.
He goes, that was pretty good, but I'm feeling really high right now. Okay, so you're going to wash your horses and then what?
Just putz around. Have a good time.
Have a good time. Yeah. Just enjoy today. You know, kick back. Go. Yeah, another anniversary of survival.
77.
Woo, yeah, trombones.
Dude.
And plus one. 76 trombones plus one.
Yep.
When were you born? 49?
48.
48, yeah.
I don't know where 49 came around the corner,
no.
But.
I'm. What do you mean 79?
I didn't. I said 76 trombones plus one.
Oh,
hello?
I got it. All right.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
Still,
You're still in the sugar.
I'm still in the sugar high from the donut.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all
so
right.
You go out and wash your horses, and that's a beautiful thing to do. Is commune. And we appreciate you coming in and communing with us. And we always appreciate your positiveness. And the Reading Rodeo Association has been really done some remarkable work, and it's been really lovely. Are you going to be doing? Are you going to Vegas NFR?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you be going to Pendleton?
No.
Okay.
And by the way, speaking of Reading Rodeo Association, they named Golden Valley Bank as its 2025 Sponsor of the Year. We were there the other day when they made that announcement. And Ted Bambino, our president of the Reading Rodeo Association, praised the bank's leadership and community partnership. You know, but it's very difficult for the Reading Rodeo Association to pick out Sponsor of the Year. We have so
our
many.
Our sponsors are unbelievable.
And they're, they line up to be a sponsor. In fact, we've had to limit sponsorships because, you know, every sponsor gets special treatment and gets special things, as you know. You can only have so many. And then.
We're talking about the Reading Rodeo, not KCNR.
Oh, no. Here, if you want to be a sponsor for one
please
of us, you
call.
Know, please call 605-4567. Talk to Sue. We love sponsors, and every one of you be treated extra special. I tell you, anyway. including calling the fire department if you need a lift and have them charge it to us. So, okay.
So, happy birthday.
So, happy I'll birthday, my friend. You bet.
Enjoy your ride.
Yeah, I will. I've enjoyed it. You know,
thank
nobody
you so
gets
much,
out
Brian.
Of here alive, but not today.
That's right. Enjoy, celebrate
take
life.
Take some donuts with you.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet. Happy birthday, Brian.
7:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Wings of Summer, butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, welcome back. It is
7:34.
Did you hear that? They're playing Happy Birthday. Who is that, by the way? Was that, you know who it sounded like?
It just said, in the neighborhood. It just says traditional.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was a Mr. Rogers for a minute.
Hey, this portion of the show. Speaking of birthdays
and
insurance.
Find a Mr. Rogers happy birthday.
I will.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. I just talked to Judy yesterday. She called. I had a question about.
I love her.
Because we have insurance with Judy Maxwell. And I asked a question, and I said, well, why does it say I'm being charged, you know, that it's costing this, but I'm being charged this, was the question. And then one of her, you know, associates called back and said, well, because of this. And it just made all the sense in the world because I had a policy mixed up.
I'm worried about the dog now running in and out because I'm...
Well, did you...
Let's go back to Judy Maxwell policy.
Anyway, so then Judy called today because I had a question about the life insurance, and I found out I've got more life insurance than I thought.
And by the way,
which was cool. And, you know, but this is the kind of service you expect.
Yes.
You expect from people that you get from Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
And by the way, she will be co-hosting with me when you go up into the mountains, which you'll be on your MODOC ride, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So I have Judy Maxwell co-hosting with me on the 14th. And, if you call in, she's going to be able to tell you up to date.
Insurance, all the latest.
A lot of
stuff
has changed.
And it changes.
I remember we went in there.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Yes. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can reach them at 530-221-0441. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial matters. So.
Well, I remember we went in there, I was talking to her about something and they, you know, they're the kindest, the most, wonderful staff. Really, really. And, and she was like, we have been going through this Medicare, it was something about updating and changing and had to be done within a certain period of time. So they were working diligently with all their clients. And then she said, come to find out. Now imagine the staff, okay? The staff is working on it. Medicare was not going to pay. Carl. So hours, untold man hours. So everybody decided what they were going to do is, you know, in lieu of payment, they were going to ask their clients, just make a donation to your favorite charity.
No.
It would be like our, say that we had our staff at KCNR and we said, we are going to come in and we got to blah, blah, blah. And everybody worked, let's say 36, 48, however many hours. And then knew that they weren't going to get paid. This is what happens when you have a real team, a team. And the team goes, wow. Okay.
Does that mean we could find out what kind of team we have is just by not paying them, see if they still show up?
And so they've worked with her for so long, and they said, they came collectively and said, just told each client who got their bacon saved, because you don't know in the middle of the night when some kind of policy is going to change. You don't know that unless your experts tell you.
Yep. By the way, I have to go into the production room to pick Ben up. When I mentioned that, he fell out of his chair. So... just kidding, Ben. Come on. You get 2 weeks vacation here, unpaid. And you get... Okay. I don't know whether to talk about wild pigs.
Well, hey, here, I got something for you.
Okay.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It's Mr. Rogers.
We tried to tell you how we love you on your birthday. We thought we'd try to sing and dance and play today. We wanted to surprise you on your birthday and say we love you every day, not just today. Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Okay. That's about all I can take. I've already had one donut today.
No, and you know,
so my sweetness
really,
level just went up to like,
well,
you know,
when you think about
9.0.
We saw the movie, and you know, he was a kind of like a concert pianist, you know, and he would compose all of his own. Every time he did like that, he composed it, he created it.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes. That was in the movie, you know, with Tom Hanks. So there would be, I would love to read a book. I'm sure there's so many books out on him.
Okay.
But what a brilliant and what a life affirming.
Urban myth.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL.
AI agent.
No, Navy SEAL.
Oh.
And they said, oh no, he was a Navy SEAL. He'd been in combat, you know, for years. And the reason reason he wore those long sleeve shirts on and sweaters all the time is to cover up his tattoos.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, as it turns out, that wasn't true.
Yes, exactly.
However, Captain Kangaroo, Bob Keeshan, was a hero.
Okay,
a World War II hero.
Now, Captain Kangaroo, I want to tell you something.
Bob Keeshan.
My mother, I grew up in Sacramento. He was from, you know, the Sacramento in the area. And I'll never forget one year, you know, he would read out happy birthday and he said happy birthday on my birthday on the on television. I felt so special. I might have been in like what, fourth, fifth, maybe I was in sixth grade. And so Captain Kangaroo said happy birthday, Linda Snook.
Whoa.
Yep.
Another story I did not know about you.
Yes, he did. And he would do that. So you would, you know, it was really special.
It was.
That he would do that. So, and that's the kind of thing that when you had Rob Keenan on the other day about, you know, I know that KIXE is not live. We do kind of miss, well, we miss the live auction. They said they actually do better, with it, being online. But, you know, the only thing we miss is at 2 o'clock in the morning when they would rerun it, people were screaming in the microphone and they were distorted, you know, because they didn't realize, you know, how loud they were with their little, whatever you call it, those little mics that get clipped on. But I miss the local feeling. I mean, I know you get the news in the morning, but the local feeling of television. Like, you know, when I first came to Reading, I thought, isn't there a morning talk show? I really want to do that. I did that a little bit in Vegas and I did it in LA where you actually, you know, like Regis and Kathy Lee, how long they did that where they had this in the LA in the morning and they had where they sat and they had people on. I always wanted to do that. And, that's something that I did originally go to our local television station when I first got here and thought, can't we do this? Can't we create, even if it's once a week, you know, where you have local people on talking about local things and it's live. It might be pre-recorded, but it's live for that week.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and sit there and talk about, you know, maybe there's something like that now and I'm just not aware, but that it would, you know, a new restaurant that's in town, besides Pet of the Week. I know that they do that.
It's
like a community update. And then say the birthdays. You know, talk about birthdays that are coming up.
100 years old.
Well, you don't care if it's somebody who's five. Somebody's called in as a family. Or it could be, we'll always remember a POW. Something that would be really about your community that would mention their name on the air that is so important because it's, you know, it's about life.
Why don't we do that?
Well, let's put it out there.
Why don't we
do that?
That's
what birthdays.
We could do that.
Birthdays really are really about the beginning. It's not, it's remembering about your life, but really, Carl, it's about what are you doing? Today's the first day. They used to have this stupid song, but I loved it. Today's the first day of the rest of your life.
Right. So we can do that. You know, it's a good idea. So you heard the genesis of a new segment for our show, and we could do it on Fridays, and have our community calendar on Monday, but on Fridays we could talk about, oh, these new restaurants are opening and birthdays, and we could give a big happy birthday.
I like
out
that.
To four or five. How many other people come in and just tell us? And it could be all ages.
You know,
like
what
you said.
That Brian just did that. You know, there. I've always, you know, he's a really, what do you want to call it? He's a very kind, and he's a very deep person. Did you feel that today?
Oh, yeah.
He's a very deep person. He's always kind. You see him at the rodeo. He's like that solid guy in the back of the room. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't say much. Uh-huh. He's the guy that is running into the burning barn to save you. That's Brian, the kind of man that guy
Brian,
is.
Brian Collier's a good man. You can depend on Brian. Okay. Speaking on somebody you can depend on, how about Four Winds Jewelry?
Well, okay, voted best of the North State. Now, you know.
3 years in a row.
Okay, but we've been going to them. You know, it's really a kind of a mom-pa shop, and I love that. Because they'll go on the back, and it's you know, you go in and they're busy, but they're going to show you stuff in the cases. They're going to give you extra care. They're going to change your battery of your watch. They're going to just give you all the wonderful attention that you will deserve when you're spending your money and you're going to the experts. So it's kind of like what Carl says, the Cheers. It's the Cheers of jewelry store. You know, they're really good. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Check them out. All right, we'll be right back. It's Carl's birthday today, by the way. It's a big day here at KCNR for the Bott family.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, we talk about these songs like, you know, when you're at a wedding or you're at an event and the DJ starts to play something. Or what are the songs that people, I don't care what, how old, you could be on a cane or you could be five and your family gets up. This is one of those songs.
This is where you call the Redding Fire Department, get you an assisted lift out of your chair and so you can get up there and dance. Or maybe you've been dancing and now you can't get up off the floor. Call the RPD, but have a $500 check in your hand. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Hey, I don't know. I'm going to go here. It's the 85th annual Sturgis.
Oh, yes.
Motorcycle Rally.
Oh, yes.
Where over 500,000 of your fellow bikers, your closest friends, converge on Sturgis, South Dakota from all over literally the world.
And it's always during your birthday.
It's always during this week.
They hold the rally for your birthday.
First week, yep. And I thought that was really nice of them. Even before I was born, they figured it out. So, bad news. They've had 17 accidents and one killed. I saw the age of the guy. He's 58, coming around a curve, lost control, ran into three other motorcycles, and was killed. Now, see, here's what I noticed, because I was making that run every year, and I'd make that run, and I'd ride it there by myself.
How many times would you say?
I don't know, eight times.
Eight?
Yeah, probably, yeah, six to eight.
And you have what they call, is it Iron Butt?
Iron Butt is 1,000 miles in a day. I could have done that one day. But see,
you got a patch, didn't you?
You need paperwork. The patch says I rode mine.
Oh.
Because a lot of people will trailer theirs in, like when I had you with
me.
We trailered into Deadwood, and then we rode from there. So I was going to get a patch that I trailered mine, but it's not quite the same thing as I rode mine.
I had an outdoor potty, and that we had a cabin with no bathroom. I still tell people that. It was like, what?
You had a roof over your head.
I had a roof over my head.
That's right.
But we ran into people we knew, which is weird. Like 30 years ago, knew somebody that was there that was an attorney out of Sacramento, and he was there at the bar. What was the name of that bar that we went to? Oh, my God, there were thunderstorms. Somebody got killed in the parking lot from a lightning strike.
That was Full Throttle Saloon.
Full Throttle. Oh, yeah.
I have been in there before, and it's kind of it's the world's largest bar because it covers a couple of acres, and there's all types of buildings, people walking in between them. And I had this person, I guess you call them a small person as opposed to other names.
Okay.
Was riding this mini chopper around in and out of the bars. So I'm standing there minding my own business, and this guy pushes me somewhat violently, and I had to take two or three steps over. And I turned just to ask him, and this guy and this little person on this Harley comes right between us. He goes, "I saw him coming, bro. Saw him coming." He said, "I knew he's going to run into you."
Oh, and so goes, that was nice.
It was nice.
It was a nice push.
I bought him a bar.
Oh, a beer.
Not a bar. And then Linda had my photo taken with one of the girls that worked in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, "Well, let me refocus my camera." So she stayed in that same position she had.
You know, I think that, we've got Jennifer Cram, in the next segment. And, she's like one of those timeless beauties. And I think about some of these women that come in, that work Sturgis. I think, you know, they probably come in and they stay in motorhomes, and these gals come in and, they probably have a great time doing it yearly and make, I bet, buku bucks.
Oh yeah, your ones.
Dancing, serving.
The servers and everything, they probably make a
Kind of like the Pendleton girls.
Yeah.
Remember we had the Pendleton girls here before at the rodeo?
Sure.
In the purple?
Yeah.
They were,
Yeah, but it's a, and I've, you know, people talk, oh, it's violence and all this. When COVID hit, they still had the Sturgis rally, but they only had like 300,000 show up.
Yeah.
So it was like half.
No, it's
you know, and people were screaming about that. But you're outdoors, my gosh.
Yeah, it,
well,
it,
you're
it, it was my experience, my one and only experience was, you know, that it's music, 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 and riding, beautiful day rides.
Yeah,
you're seeing the most beautiful. What's it called?
Devil's Tower.
Yeah, you're seeing all these beautiful
Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse Monument, Chief Crazy Horse Monument. Up in a place called Sundance, where if you've ever heard of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Sundance Kid got his name because he was incarcerated in that jail there. And they, you know, I mean, it's quite the event. And if you've never, if you're a motorcycle rider and you're riding down the road with your buddies and you look in your side view mirrors and you look back as far as you can see or more bikes behind you. And then, you know, oh, it's too crowded. Well, maybe it is. But then you park in downtown Sturgis, roll your bike in, and then walk around, and it's people watching at that point.
Well, so, it's fun to people watch, and, you know, you'll see, you know, hey, it is adult. You know, there's a lot of, and every, you know, in the private campgrounds, because you cannot,
There's no public nudity in Sturgis.
On the street.
Yeah, oh, no, and they used to give tickets.
Yeah.
Okay. They used to give tickets for public nudity if a girl was exposing her body, her breast. And then they found out when you give them something like that, that's a sex offense.
Oh.
And so, So now they gave them, then they gave them tickets for public disturbance.
Okay.
Just that. So, you know, they got ticketed, but they were not going to have something follow them around the rest of their lives. Now, when you go into the campgrounds, like the Buffalo Chip and a couple others, there is no rules like that.
Yeah. I saw one woman that decided to walk around without a top on out of thousands of people.
I didn't see that.
Well, you know, that's the only thing, first of all,
people like Ben and myself, we would immediately turn our heads away. Right, Ben?
I mean, you know.
Just turn our heads away.
It's Woodstock on motorcycles, but...
So,
you know,
ZZ Top,
Steppenwolf. Really good. So, yeah.
Anyway, okay.
But I would have been, let me just say a sidebar there, is that I was comfortable at that point because when Carl and I first got together, Carl had a Harley and he brought it up here and I was raised to be completely fearful of, don't get on a motorcycle. But I felt safe with them, and we used to ride with the Patriot Guard riders, and that was a thing that I loved to do, and there was just a real communion feeling of a lot of these guys that served. They were a motley crew, and these are the type of guys that you would see, you know, and think, oh, my God, you know, like, I've got to, you know, go the other way. And they could not have been nicer, give you the shirt off their back. And so we
came to our wedding, gave us a flagged line.
And the swords up, for the, like a Marine salute. And, but the point is that there was a commonality and that was the love of motorcycles and a brethren. And so the Patriot Guard riders are the guys that, in fact, we need to get them on again.
Well, they were supposed to be on last month and they didn't make it.
Okay.
But we're having them. They're the ones who provide the escorts for our fallen veterans. And we'll escort them from the mortuary out to Igo and stand there in a flag line.
Beautiful.
To honor veterans. And this is a great group of men and women. And a big shout out to Bud. You know who you are, Bud. Our tail gunner who used to ride that trike and he'd be at the end there, you know, keeping people from running over us out there. So, anyway, if you've never been to Sturgis.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right now. I'm just thinking is that, but everything that can be rented, I think it's like the third or fourth largest, moneymaker in South Dakota after oil and gas and because they count this as tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And people rent their houses out for a week in downtown Sturgis and pays their mortgage for a year. Think about that. Yeah. This is how many people come and it's And you can watch it. By the way, you can watch it right now if you're on YouTube. They've got videos going.
It's live on the moment.
Yeah, and then they've got also a live cam. It's downtown Sturgis. And it runs 365 days a year. And some days, you know, some of those days it's got snow up to your butt. But now it's just motorcycles.
And people live there and they rent out for the 10 days and that's what they do to live there all year long.
Yep.
They make enough money to rent their lawn out.
Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got Jennifer Cram and O2 Employment Services.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Titan submersible disaster was preventable. That's the conclusion reached by a Coast Guard investigation of the 2023 disaster and left five people dead. The deep sea sub imploded while on its way to the wreckage of the Titanic. Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs says Democrats who fled the state to block a vote on redrawn congressional maps face a choice. They can return to work or risk arrest.
Whether it's tomorrow or next week, the House will complete its required duties. I have signed the civil arrest warrants. We will work with DPS to locate members.
The revised maps designed to reflect the will of the voters, but Democrats cry racism, accusing Republicans of playing politics. Attorney General Bondi has ordered the Department of Justice to move forward with a probe into the Trump-Russia investigation, follows a release of documents that discredit the inquiry that found Moscow interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election in favor of Mr. Trump.
Bondi has directed a prosecutor to present evidence to a grand jury after referrals from the Trump administration's top intelligence official. It's not clear which former officials might be the target of any grand jury activity, where the grand jury that might ultimately hear evidence will be located, or which prosecutors, whether career employees or political appointees, might be involved in pursuing the investigation.
And that's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks which had started off the day higher have now turned negative, and the Dow is down about 194 points for a loss of roughly 0.5%. The Nasdaq off 126 and the S&P down 36 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here. As the summer heats up, so do the bills. If you're like a lot of folks, you're not selling your home anytime soon, but that equity you've built, just sitting there. That's why I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Love this place. It's in their name, their DNA. They're the team I've used personally, and they treat every client like family. Fellowship Home Loans. They know how to help you tap into your home's value wisely, whether that's a HELOC or a cash-out refi. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. Maybe it's time to finally knock out that renovation, pay off some debt, or just add a little cushion to your retirement account. With rates still reasonable and inflation squeezing all of us, your home might be the smartest financial tool you've got right now. So if you're staying put this summer, make your home work for you. Visit my friends at Fellowship Home Loans, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered house arrest for former President Jair Bolsonaro on trial for an alleged coup plot after losing the 2022 election.
The judge in charge of investigating him, Alexandre de Moraes, has said that he hasn't been complying with these restraining orders that were put on him last month. In particular, the allegation is that he has been using social networks of his allies, including of his sons, to spread messages that encourage attacks on the Supreme Court and encourage foreign intervention in the Brazilian judiciary. On Sunday, there were pro-Bolsonaro rallies held in various different cities around Brazil. And one of his sons, Flavio, during one of these rallies, briefly put his father on speakerphone to the crowd in Rio de Janeiro.
The BBC's Ione Wells. Authorities in Scotland have canceled train service and closed parks. A rare summer storm brings destructive winds to northern Britain.
News and analysis, townhall.com. The owners of the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge near Baltimore are suing the company that built the vessel.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Pennsylvania last week alleges negligence in the design of a critical switchboard on the ship. Grace Ocean Private, the owner of the Dolly, filed the lawsuit against Hyundai Heavy Industries in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Hyundai Heavy Industries could not immediately be reached for comment. Grace Ocean Private contends the switchboard was defectively designed in a manner that wiring connections were not secure. Keith Peters, Washington.
The strike by several thousand Boeing machinists is into its second day now. The walkout affects Boeing's work on military aircraft and weapons systems. The strikers rejected a contract proposal offering a 20% wage hike over 4 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. August the 5th, 2025, 8:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm.
Good morning.
Recovering from his vacation. Does it take you a week to recover from your vacation?
No.
No? You wish you were back there, though.
I do.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I mean, you're living on the beach, around your family and your friends, going to luau's and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a good time.
Next time, invite us. We don't have to stay with you.
That's a nice period of time to be able to stay on the beach.
I've slept on the beach before.
You know, to go to Hawaii and stay that long with family is great, because usually it's a four-nighter and then you got to come back.
Okay.
We're experiencing excessive heat, according to our forecast here, around 96, but it's feeling, the heat index feels hotter and will be hotter. 68, clear skies tonight. Tomorrow calls for 98, but feeling a lot hotter than that. Thursday, we're getting up to triple digits out of 100. Friday, 103. Saturday, 107. And, of course, we all know that, you know, that those temperatures can fluctuate just by a few degrees. But anyways, we progress even Saturday and Sunday at 107 and Monday at 106. So excessive heat is where we are headed, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, where it's locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, give them a call at 365-3793.
Family-owned, locally run,
yes,
veteran-owned business. Chuck Kinney. He's going to come back and be on the show.
Okay.
Again. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of local businesses,
yes,
and somebody that does a lot for our community, a business that does a lot for our community, is O2 Employment Services. And we have Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations, with us here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
And it's Carl's birthday.
I know. Ooh, I know.
It's such a treat.
Such a treat
to have you here today.
It's such a treat to be alive.
That's right, right?
Today is just the anniversary of my birth.
Yeah. It's the first day. It's the first day of the rest of your life.
That's right. Right? Absolutely.
I had my first procedure this year.
Oh.
My ear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was my ear.
Okay. I was nervous for a minute.
No.
You know, yeah, right.
Did you ever see the movie City Slickers?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he's turning 39, mm-hmm, and he starts talking to his little elementary school class of his kids,
right,
kids class, about getting over and having procedures.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it just breaks you up.
Totally. And it has a hair in his ear.
Yeah. You know, and now you have hair where you didn't have hair before. And I can't grow hair in the places I should. And now I'm getting hair where I shouldn't have it. So, anyway. Okay.
Well, with O2 Employment Services, you guys have a new website, by the way.
We do.
I'm on right now, and it is definitely, you have, if you're a business,
mm-hmm,
you can actually fill that out and
yes,
go to the site of what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can place your order if you're looking for an employee and you are just, you know, wanting to do it maybe at night when we're maybe closed. Yeah, you can go right online and fill out the little questionnaire and somebody will call you the next day and get you all set up and ready to go.
Yeah. What has changed?
Then you have a list of all the jobs available. Now, this is just a small part of
right,
what you
correct.
Do. I mean, you're not to put words in your mouth.
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
You cover the whole gamut.
We do. So primarily the site is for employees looking for work, people that want to get on there and look at our job board to see what's available in our community. You know, there's all kinds of jobs. We have so many available. And then we have, you know, you can apply online, meaning you can go online and you can apply and say, I'm very interested in this job and that job or whatnot. You know, upload your resume. And then we have the opportunity for employers to reach out and say, I'm looking for a position. Can you help me find somebody? We have web access to different portals that employees have access to so that they can get online, look at their pay stub, look at, you know, their employee information and that kind of stuff. Employers can also get on that we partner with that they can get on and look at their employee list. They can look at, you know, reports. They can gather things offline. And then it talks a lot about our services and what we offer. So we have the two different branches of our business. We have the O2 staffing side, which is temporary recruiting side, you know, maybe a fill-in for somebody that's on maternity leave or something like that. And we have the Teamwork HR side, which is our PEO services, which is where we actually partner with businesses and we become kind of an outsourced administrative HR employer for them. And so we help them navigate the whole complex world of employment law because it's no fun in California to do it by yourself. It's very, very difficult.
Well, we have experienced here since you have been coming on the show. We've gotten more in tune with California regulations.
Mm-hmm.
We know that each business has to have some kind of plaques and papers that they put up in
yep.
the bathroom area or back in the you know meeting
right.
area, the
mm-hmm.
coffee area. And those have to be replaced yearly, if not every 6 months.
Yeah, it just depends on when the updates come out. But, yes, at least once a year, for sure.
Right. And so, you know, if you're busy running a business, sometimes those are the little things that you don't think about. Like, you're doing everything you can to just keep afloat.
Absolutely.
Get the business. Make sure, you know, employees, all the new tax changes,
yeah.
Et cetera,
mm-hmm.
workman's comp, you name it. People don't even realize when they walk through the door of a business what it takes in California. They just don't.
No. Well, and, you know, I think about your business, right? And you guys started the radio show and doing these things. Like, you did it because you're passionate. You love what you do. And you went into it not to be necessarily an employer. You went to provide a service and bring people on, educate people, expose, you know, get the word out, whatever. But you didn't think about, oh my goodness, is my employee handbook up to date? Oh my goodness, is my new hire paperwork complete? Oh, what about the I-9? Do I need to do anything with that? What special rules come with that?
What is an I-9?
Yeah.
Those kind of questions.
Correct. You
yeah.
know, my labor law poster, you know, all of those things. Or you have an employee that you're like, what do I do now? I've, you know, they are not performing. They're not doing the job that I hired them to do. Do we exit them off? Do we give them a performance improvement plan? Do we do a write-up? All of those kinds of things. And you don't think about that when you go into business.
Or you can just call Jennifer Cramp.
That's right.
And say, I'm having a problem with this guy that you've sent over to me.
Correct.
Not because they don't show up for work, because they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they don't fit into, like, our philosophy. And I just don't – I don't think they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want somebody like that. I mean,
right.
That, you know, that's happened to you. It's happened to everybody.
Sure.
You know, so, but instead of going through all that, then we just call.
Well, sure. And especially from the staffing side, you
yeah.
know, you can call and say, we're not, you know, this isn't working out or, you know, whatever the reason is. We then turn, maybe find them another place that they're
sure.
happy at. You
yeah.
know, people sometimes are just on the wrong seat of the bus is what I always say. Sometimes we maneuver them and move them to different seats on
okay.
the bus.
Okay, I like that.
But sometimes we have to exit them off.
Yeah, sometimes the doors come open and don't let yeah. the door hit you in the butt. Hey, we're here with Jennifer Cram. Who is
You know, there's a lot of jobs on your site.
There are.
As we're talking, I'm going
wait,
through.
Wait, I'm
oh.
going, wait a minute.
Sorry.
I'm trying to break it.
Okay.
Directive Operations at O2 Employment Services. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Shasta County Cattlemen and Redding Gun Club. On Sunday, August the 24th, they're having the Dove Warm-Up, and it's a fundraiser, raffle prizes, gun raffles, trap games, Annie Oakley. It's a shooting match.
Yeah.
Last Man Out, Buddy Backers, Turkey Shoot. And you can just go online to Redding Gun Club and or the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association and sign up for it and get a ticket. And the it goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunch is included. It's going to be a great time, and they're raising money for some great causes around here. The Dove Warm-Up by the Shasta County Cattlemen and Redding Gun Club. And we'll be right back.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Studio sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Today, the 5th of August, 8:18 in the morning, And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and their Get Care Now for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time and wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time and get seen instead of having to wait 3 or 4 hours in the emergency room. Now, they will ask you questions because you do this online to make sure it is non-life-threatening. If it's something like you're having problems breathing and that they're going to take, get in here now. But this is a way that you can be seen for something that is not non-life-threatening. It's a weekend. It's after hours. Of course, you're not going to see your doctor. So just go to ShastaRegional.com and click the Get Care Now tab. And we're here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. We're talking about all these jobs that you have on your site.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're looking from everywhere from financial officers of big institutions to veterinarians.
Correct.
To electrical apprentices, journeyman plumbers.
Yep.
Truck and equipment mechanics.
Yep. All kinds of jobs.
You got
everything
it.
From everything. Beginning to end. Yep. Yes. Yes.
So, when people call you, so how does this work? Okay, I call you up. Hey, I need a, I need a truck mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm paying this much money. So what happens then after I approach you?
So if an employer calls in and says, hey, I'm looking for somebody, we kind of say, okay, do you have a job description of what you're looking for? If they don't, we kind of do a run through of like, what are some key essential functions that you have that the employee needs to have? Because we've met with every single employee that we send out or we send the resume to the employer to review so that we kind of gauge and say, is this going to be a good match? We want to be good matchmakers and we want to make sure that they're a good fit for your organization. So we kind of pre-screen everybody, bring them in, interview them, ask them some important questions. And that way we know really what the employer's looking for and we kind of understand what the employee's looking for so that we can make a good match. Because we're not doing our job if we don't find you somebody that's good and that really meets the bill. We can fling resumes all day long, right? We can send you 100 of them. And they're probably the same ones that you've already received off of Indeed or the other sites that you've posted. You've probably blown it out trying to find an employee, right? And so we could easily do that, but we really want to be strategic because we want to be a strategic partner for you. And
so you're
making
almost like an employment agency in the sense where somebody can come in and say, I'd like to make an appointment with you, and you get to know the person, and you then mark what their strong points are.
Correct.
Kind of know what your client list is.
Yes.
And then call your client and say, well, this person may not have this and this, but they have this and this, and they can perhaps grow this and this, but her or their personality would be great with your group.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely. And then we can say, you know, hey, maybe they need, would you be willing to train for some of these things? Would that be a deal breaker for you? You know, because the last thing we want to do is we understand employers are busy. They don't have time to interview everybody extensively, right? So we want to give them a handful of resumes that say, these are our top candidates. These are the ones that we feel would be a really good fit for you. And they either can interview them, they can come in, and they can interview on their own and then call us back and say, yep, this is the employee we want to go with. We're going to try them out and see how it goes.
Well, Jennifer, I could see why you love what you do because you're connecting people.
Oh,
people
yes.
just want, for those who really want to work
Correct.
And be in the job force, it's really great to be in an organization where you feel valued, that will uplift you, that you want to continue to grow and be placed.
Absolutely.
That's great. It's a great O2EmploymentServices.com. You can go there. I love a little tab that said, why live in Reading?
Yes.
And what you have, if somebody, let's say they live in Idaho.
Yep.
They want to be closer to their family.
Correct.
Where'd you find that at, by the way?
It's on the tabs of why Reading, I think it says, why Reading.
Okay.
And then why we live in Reading, and you've got about the 300 days of sunshine, 6% less cost of living, the culture, the recreation trails. So you're giving people a slice of what this area offers in a wonderful, concise
website.
Thank you.
So just wanted everybody to look at
that. I just found that.
Yeah. Well, we want to, you know, but there are people that are moving here, right? And they're coming for whatever reason they might be coming, and they're looking for work, and we want to make it as easy as possible. We have a lot of great candidates that actually peruse the website and say, hey, I'm moving to Reading in August or September, and I'd like to get started in the job market, and I don't even know where to begin. Where do I even go? You know, is this a reputable organization? You know, when we can match that up with their skill set, and we've found some internal candidates that we knew, you know, moving from out of town, and we're like, we're going to snatch you up before anybody else does, you know, especially in our industry. It's a little more challenging, but yeah, no, we have great resources. You know, we want to support the community. We're really in Reading primarily from the staffing side because that's our forte. We know businesses.
Right. And you've got the economic dashboard here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I told, you know, one of the programs Rebecca Bear has is First Friends or something like that. Is when people come in, they're introduced to members of our community. And I can see where this is a, you know, how O2 employment could jump in on this, but it takes our community. Somebody comes in and let's just say it's a doctor.
Right.
And he knows he's going to walk into a doctor job.
Yes.
But his spouse.
Correct.
You know, maybe looking for a job. So. Yep. This is where I see you all could be part of that partnership.
Oh,
but
yes.
At the same time, Linda and her friends snatch her up and take her to Riverfront or some Riverview, and they have lunch. But to show them that there's, you know, this is the things going on around here, all of this. I mean, it's a community effort, especially when we're looking at our residents at the hospitals.
Yeah, no, it's a deal.
Convince them to stay here.
It's the spouses. We have to convince the spouses to stay here. Most people fall in love with the area, right?
Yes.
And they're like, oh, I love Reading. I love the outdoors. I love the lakes being close. I love being able to go camp or go to San Francisco and catch a play. I've still got some culture, right? But it's the spouses that are like, what do you mean the only escalator you have in Reading is at Macy's? And that's it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And that's a big deal, and that even is back in my old medical days, right? Trying to recruit physicians in, and the spouse is like,
and
that's your airport, and you're like, yes, but we can get anywhere, you know?
We fly to Denver.
Exactly. We do fly to Denver.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, if you are into, you know, your mentality is like you're a picker or you're a consignment or you like a bargain, you know that you may have a beautiful home and it could be a completely everything you want, but you've got to go a little extra here to go get on the plane.
Correct.
You can get on a plane now and go to Denver.
Yes.
So you can connect anywhere. And so for those people who just kind of want to drive somewhere and go get a name brand.
Correct.
At the top of whatever. And that's their, you're never going to change their mind.
And when you look at the home price average, we're 53%, we're 53% of the average home price in California. That means you can come in here and get a bigger house, bigger for your buck, and then if you have to travel someplace.
Right.
You can do that.
Sure. Yeah. It's easy to do, but that can be a tough pill to swallow, right? Because they're like, I want the convenience of. But the internet's revolutionized how much, you know, you can get anything online. Anything can be delivered.
Well, here's
sometimes
the thing.
The next day.
Correct.
And it's
or
scary.
The same day. It's frightening, actually.
And Amazon has put in a new distribution facility right here.
I know.
So.
Well, here's the thing, and as we get older, we get even more responsible, it's almost like when you have your insurance, and we find that every year a policy will change.
Oh, for sure.
But you're not really, if you don't look at all the fine detail, you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So your policy will change. It's the same thing with the laws in California.
Oh, for sure.
Again, are they changing? What's appropriate now? You don't even know what you can say, what you can't say, how you have to work around it, how you could be, you know, nebulous without being offensive. All of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so why go through the stress of that and not just go to O2 to be able to just, will you just handle it for me?
Right.
And then teach the employees this isn't a, you can't do this anymore.
Correct.
Because we're old school. We don't know.
When we're not afraid to have the tough conversations, we're not, you know, and that's what we're trained to do. So we have a lot of tough conversations, but we can handle it in a way because we've had the experience in doing so, right? And so while there's still respect, there's still kindness, there's still gentleness, but there's also a coaching opportunity for us to come in and say, hey, are you really happy doing what you're doing? Because oftentimes they're like, no, I'm miserable. I hate doing what I'm doing, you know? So yeah, absolutely. I think it's a no-brainer in so many ways. Especially, we'll talk a little bit about the big, beautiful bill and how that affects employees that just went into effect in July, right? President Trump just signed in the largest tax relief bill ever. And so we'll talk a little bit about how that affects employees. I don't know a lot about what it's going to do to the employers. The IRS hasn't released that yet, but we can talk about it.
Well, when we come back from our break, we can talk about that. And then, like we always do, what has the state of California done to make it just tougher
on
business owners?
Yes.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. I've been going there since I moved to Redding in May 2007. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a salon. No. Nema. Nay. No. It's the only thing you, I mean, hairspray? Butch wax? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe for your flat tops.
Yeah.
It is a barbershop, my friends, and you can make an appointment. It works on your own time by it, like I do, by calling them at 530-244-9478. Great guys down there, Tim and Logan. Make your appointment, roll in, get your haircut, roll out, or like I do sometimes, I hang around and chit-chat with people. I can't imagine doing that.
I can't imagine you doing that either.
No,
never.
I catch up on my National Geographic.
Of course you do.
That's
yes.
Right. Look at the different heads in the ball, all of those things. And it is man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we'll be right back with Jennifer Cram and O2 Employment Services.
Everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for,
for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com. Yeah, running down a dream
that never would come to me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Butt. Today, August the 5th, 8:34 in the morning, and it's 74 degrees, going up to like 98 today, and this is, today and tomorrow really going to be the nicest, because then it gets up in the triple digits in standby. We are here with Jennifer Cram, who's the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, and the, when we left, you were starting to talk about the big, beautiful bill, the B-cubed, and the impact it has on the employees, and not so much the employers this month, but we'll maybe talk about it after that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So what's it going to do?
Well, it's supposed to, you know, reduce the tax liability for employees, right? For Americans.
Yep.
And so really what it's doing is there's no tax on tips. So employees that make tips that run through payroll, there's no tax on those. They used to be taxed on those. And then there's no tax on overtime. So federally.
That's interesting. Because at one point, there was never any tax on tips. You just took it and stuck it in your pocket.
Correct.
Then they started pooling them and then splitting it.
Correct.
And there's still no tax. And then when did the tax on tips begin?
Well, it was several years ago, my understanding.
It wasn't just last year.
And they start reporting them through payroll, especially if they pay by credit card, right? Because they have to run them through credit card and they have to do those things. So they start taxing them because they have to be run through payroll.
Okay.
So employees will actually get some discount on that. And in reviewing the law, it basically says that things will be status quo for now. They'll still run through payroll. Overtime will still be taxed and so forth. But what will happen is when you file your federal income taxes, you will get a tax credit back on your taxes so that it will offset those taxes to help you. Because I think the goal of the bill is to really reduce household income and have more money in your pockets, right, for spending, which is important.
Exactly. We're taxed every way we turn.
Every which way we turn, yes.
And we were talking about that bill this morning about that's going to pass. Like, if you fall,
right,
it's going to cost you. I don't think people even realize how much it costs to take an ambulance ride.
Right. Oh, gosh, thousands of dollars.
Yes.
No, there's a lot of things that I think, yeah.
Okay, so what else with the bill?
So there's no tax on Social Security, which will be helpful for seniors, yes, which is a huge win.
Okay, absolutely.
Yes. And, of course, the bill is supposed to also help with air traffic control systems. They're giving $12.5 billion in modernization for the airlines.
Okay.
Increasing child tax credits by more than for 40 million families, which will be huge. So they're increasing that tax credit. Energy, there was one other thing in here that I was looking at, the Medicaid. So anybody that's on Medicaid, they're going to be doing a lot of reform and making sure that people are getting it that are supposed to be getting it, which, you know, also goes hand in hand with Trump's, you know, immigration bill that passed, you know, when he took office, basically saying ICE is really cracking down. Hence, I think I was on here a few months ago where I was talking about I-9s and making sure you're following protocol in onboarding new employees and make sure you're verifying the documents, because if there are people that are not eligible to work in the United States of America, you shouldn't be employing them. So it's really important.
Hey, I'm back. Hello. Okay. I ran out of the office and went and talked to this. So you've got to show ID and all that. You've got to have that in your I-9 there if anybody checks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you just need to make sure that you, one, have the most current I-9 form, right? Because that's most important, that you have the most current I-9 form, which you can get off of the website, off the IRS website. And so you want to make sure that the employee has adequate documents in order to be, you know, to work for your organization. There will come a time when we e-verify right now, which is through the government, basically, that we run every employee through an e-verify situation, that we put in the employee's information. We put in their, usually they give a social security number and their California driver's license or any driver's license, but it runs through a whole system in the background with social security, and it verifies that the employee is who they say they are. We've done that for years,
yeah.
But it's going to be a requirement at some point in the near future. Well, I feel it.
And this was one of the things they said, you want to stop people from hiring people here illegally? Mm-hmm. Put them through E-Verify.
Mm-hmm.
And they will tell you. And they can't be. Mm-hmm. So, and if there's a mistake, they can fix that.
Absolutely.
But what that does is they can't just hire somebody, and then the employer, who then sometimes takes advantage of the worker,
mm-hmm.
when they come in, they sweep up the workers. But mm-hmm. why did you even hire them?
Right.
Let's see your E-Verify.
Yes.
If they don't have it, then the employer then should be held responsible.
Well, and that's what they're doing with these ICE audits, right? They're coming in and they're verifying, they're going through your I-9s, which are supposed to be completely separate from your employee file. So you have an I-9 file and you have an employee file. They should be completely separate. And you need to make sure that you've done the paperwork with your new hire within 3 days of hiring them. And verifying these documents that they're accurate and correct. There's been times that we've had a laminated, you know, social security card, and we have to verify, is this really right or incorrect? Or sometimes it looks like it's been on a typewriter, and we're like, this looks a little peculiar to us. So we can request a new document if it doesn't match or it doesn't appear to be in its originality, you know.
Sure.
So that's the onus, though, on the employer. The employer has the responsibility to do that 3 days from the date of hire that the employee starts. So it's definitely something to consider.
Well, there's a lot of these things, you know, when people are talking about, oh, you're taking away Medicaid from people. No, that's not happening.
No.
But what they are doing is finding if people, because Medicaid is one of the largest areas where there's fraud, waste,
correct.
And abuse.
Yes.
So they're trying to say, if you know, you should, you know, you're on Medicaid and you deserve Medicaid and you're going to keep your Medicaid.
Yes.
And then, you know, for, you know, and supplemental things, that people are getting, they want to know if they can work.
Mm-hmm.
And the work can be work. Mm-hmm. It can be working in the community. It can be volunteering.
Sure.
It's something,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, that you're giving back.
Right.
And people, that's not, well, why?
Right.
You go to work every day. Linda goes to work every day. Dave and Ben go to work every day.
Right.
You know, they're not getting supplements from the government.
Right.
Then why can't people that are able to.
Right.
Why aren't they out there?
Right.
Right.
I know. It's a whole.
And the people against this are on the wrong side. It's like, oh, you don't have to show ID to vote. You know, and Texas just passed this thing where if it's a write-in ballot or a mailed-in ballot,
mm-hmm.
you've got to put your last four of your Social Security on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you can't make people do that. And the judge says, yes, you can.
Yeah.
You're just trying to, you know, ascertain if these are really,
well, sure,
you know, citizens here.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. I know.
Anyway.
I know. We could go on and on.
On and on. We'll finish a little bit early here.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because we won't come back. Let's talk about California business and laws. You always fascinate the audience when you start talking about the things the government is doing to business owners.
Yeah. Well,
and it's happening right here in our own town. Too.
Sure. So. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. We're here with O2 Employment Services and Jennifer Cram, the Director of Operations. And we'll be right back.
Master Collision, She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. We were just discussing, would you get into a phone booth with Mike Tyson and fight him for $1 million, let him bite off the end of your ear? And we were talking, you know, I'd do that. I'd get in there and I'd call him names. I'd call him Sissy. And then for $1 million, I'd let him bite off the end of my ear. Just a lobe.
Just the lobe.
Just the lobe.
Just the lobe.
Just the lobe. Just and you can't swallow it, though.
Oh God. Okay. Now we're good.
I think we need to move along because that's not a visual I want to end my day with.
No. Right along. Okay. 8:47 in the morning, 74 degrees out there. We're here with Jennifer Cram.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Don't
lay it on you low that way.
I didn't mention the part about the other part. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. The government and it's from O2 Employment Services. Every month she comes in here and just tells us more things the government is just doing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we talked about two of them right here in town: the tobacco tax with no metrics, and the $500 Lyft fee they're giving
for
the people.
Elderly. Yeah,
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 yeah. So
anyway. I know it's tough.
It's tough, and it's tough being an employer in California. As you guys already spoke about earlier, like, it changes all the time, right? So there's always some new update, there's some new legislative situation, and it just makes it harder and harder for employers. And it also makes it hard for employees, too. They don't understand necessarily all the dynamics behind the scene. They might think, oh, they're not doing anything about it, but we really are. It just isn't forward-facing sometimes. And I think that sometimes becomes a frustration between the both sides, right? Because the employer's not really recognizing the employee and vice versa. But yes, California is definitely a challenge to navigate, you know, and I think one of the most important things, because we see so many litigious situations, right, between wage and hour and between discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. Those are probably the biggest claims that we ever see. We get a lot of requests for employee files just because we have a lot of employee files. Doesn't mean they ever go all the way through the system. But I think one of the most important things that employers need to remember is, is the leave laws, right? And doing accommodations for employees that have a disability of some kind. And engaging in the interactive process. It's one of the things that has really hammered to me over the last several years, especially with the California law changing, that employers with five or more employees have to make sure that they're offering what's called California Family Medical Leave, which is the CFRA Act, that employees, if they come to you and say that they're pregnant or they need to take time off, you need to qualify them. And by qualifying them means that they've been with you for how long, how many hours have they worked in that last year, and do they qualify for 12 weeks of protected leave? Doesn't mean it's paid leave, but it means it's protected. So the employee gets to return to their job at the end of their 12 weeks. We also look at that, too, when we have a workers' comp situation, right? So an employee gets injured on the job. They end up being out for so many weeks. We want to make sure we qualify them concurrently with CFRA at the same time so that we, you know, give them those 12 weeks of protected time. But that also protects their benefits, any health benefits that you might be paying on behalf of the employee. The employer is required to continue to still pay those through those 12 weeks, right? So those are some of the really important things. And then maybe the employee comes back at the end of 12 weeks and says, here's my updated doctor's note. I have now some restrictions. Maybe they had a knee surgery or something and they need to work in an office that's downstairs. I ruptured my Achilles tendon years ago, so I had to move my office downstairs because there's no way I'm crutching up the stairs every day. And so I went to my employer and I said, hey, I need to move downstairs. They're like, make it happen, whatever you need, have the staff help you. But employers have to figure out, can I reasonably accommodate this? You know, I need to go through the interactive process with the employee and understand what do they need, what did their doctor's note state, and can I accommodate that? And so then you go through that interactive process, and most times employers can accommodate and say, sure, we can do that. Yes, we can change this. Would this work, you know, type of situation? And so that's probably one of the biggest things that I see, that employers, sometimes it's easier to just say, well, we're done. Just reapply when you can come back to work. And it can put you in a litigious situation. So it's important to go through that interactive process. We have probably, I think, one of our gals who handles all the leaves said she's up to 105 leaves of absence that she manages and helps coordinate, making sure that they follow up with doctor's appointments and are they returning to work and do they have an updated note and can the employer accommodate the request and all of that. It's a very big deal. And it's one of the most important things as employers that we need to remember. We need to engage in that interactive process and have the conversation with the employee. Don't ignore them and don't just say, oh, okay, do what you want to do. Because what happens is the employee ends up for 6 months gone. Then the employer's like, I want to get rid of them. Well, it's like, did we give them the documents? Did we go through the process? Did we have the doctor's notes? Do we have all the things that we need to have to that should be in the file? So just one little nugget of things that I've seen more frequently.
105 people that you all are keeping track of that are on some kind of leave.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, no, but that is important because people get the 12 weeks leave.
Yeah.
So, and you can't fire them, you know, under the Soldier Sailors Act, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're deployed, if you're National Guard,
correct. That's what, yeah,
or a
that's
reserve, and you get deployed for 6 months, you are supposed to be able to come back to your job.
Military leave's a little different.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
But, I mean, when you're gone for 6 months to a year, you got to understand where the employer's going to come from.
Absolutely.
I mean, where he's going to be gone deployed for a year, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, there's that, and even the victim's witness leave that just updated back in July. There's a new pamphlet that needs to be handed out to new hires when you hire them. Like, yes, there's been changes to that law as well, and giving employees, and it's all by employer size, right? So sometimes you go, oh, let me look that up and figure out, because I think that's 25 employees or more.
Uh-huh.
But there's victim witness leave, and they can take time off to take care of their, you know, situation, or they have to go to
court. So they were a victim
of a crime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or a family member or a child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there are certain parameters around it. So, you know, it's those little things that sometimes we just don't even know what we don't know, and we're like constantly like staying abreast of what's the latest and greatest.
Let me bring up something here that it's on your website,
okay,
which is to me invaluable besides the other stuff.
Yeah.
You've got HR and Staffing Resource Center.
Yes.
And on this, we've talked about the I-9 form.
Yes.
You've got a link right to it. I just printed one out.
All
just
right.
To see. And
hallelujah.
You've got like everything from weekly time cards,
yes,
to EDD, to time card calculators. It's all free.
Yes.
On here.
Yes.
Labor and Workforce Development Agency.
Yes.
It's all on one spot right here at O2EmploymentServices.com.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for reminding.
That's a great resource.
Yeah,
that's huge right there.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to try and navigate your way through the IRS.
Yeah, that's a whole other beast in and of itself.
Anyway,
yes.
I didn't mean to break
no,
in,
but
I think
it's
important
that. Thank
people
you.
Know that.
Yeah, no, those are great tips and tools for sure.
Sure. Are we looking at another raise? A raise coming here?
Potentially. Yeah, we don't know exactly yet what will happen. I do know that the Fast Food Council is pushing to increase their fast food wage. Right now it's the $20, and I think it's going up to 21 or something, 2083. Don't quote me on that. But there's definitely the works of increasing that as well. So we will find out what happens now.
Goodbye, Carl's Jr.
Well, there's a lot that have left the state. They've absolutely said, I'm out of here. I can't afford to do business here. It cuts into the margins and all of the above. And I think all employers, we've talked about that before as well, where it compresses for the small employer because now they're competing with McDonald's that's paying $20 an hour, and we're trying to pay $17 an hour thinking that's a good wage, you know? And so it becomes really challenging to find employees.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like for the hospital workers, $25 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, and we're not talking nurses or, you know, PAs or anything like that. We're talking about people that sweep the floors,
correct,
change the beds.
Yeah.
Very, very important job.
Totally important.
And they're working someplace at $20 an hour, and they look over there, I can get $25 for doing the same job.
Correct.
Yeah. And then that.
Yep.
Again,
that's the compression. And then you've got your small organizations that are a specialty practice or a very small, you know, a medical office that is trying to compete with that.
And you wonder,
keep employees.
And you wonder why the doctors who are in their own practices are shutting their practices
absolutely
down.
Yeah.
And they're going to a foundation group where they come in at 8 in the morning, they work till 5.
Yep.
They get an hour off for lunch.
Yep.
And then they don't have to worry about
employees,
HR, taxes, the feds.
All of it.
You know, the feds over their back watching everything they're doing.
Well, sure, not just from an employee standpoint, but from a physician standpoint and insurance billing.
I mean.
And
it's
Medicare.
Not just employees.
No, and then you've got to meet all the criteria in that role. Yeah, no, it's tough. Super tough. I don't know how small businesses and small medical doctors do it anymore. I think that's why they're.
We're here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. We always really appreciate you coming in, and we just got like a minute and a half. How do people get a hold of y'all?
You can either reach out to us through our website, which is at o2es.com. You can call us at 530-223-4674, or you can just shoot us an email. You can email me. It's jcramm, K-R-A-M-M, at o2es.com. We're happy to help explore, you know, all of our services. Sometimes it might be a staffing fit. Sometimes it might be an HR consulting fit. Or sometimes it might be our PEO premier service that you're interested in. We'll navigate all of that.
The website I see is O2, and you spell out employmentservices.com.
You can just type in O2ES.com.
Oh, okay,
yep.
That'll work,
and it'll
too.
Take you to our website.
Wonderful.
Yeah. 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 Let me tell you, your resources they offer on there, like I was just talking
I
about.
I love that. Right.
Well, no, I mean, right there we talked about how important the I-9 is.
Yes.
And everybody's coming in here.
Everybody's
They're all coming in, and you know why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, Casey and our listeners, today is Carl Bott's birthday.
Woo!
Here we go. Join with us if you can hear us. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
I never thought turning 50 would be this special. And the dog just got excited and peed on me. So, hey, everybody, have a great day. And it's going to be warm out there. Jennifer, again,
happy
thank you
birthday.
So much.
Thank
and
you.
And you, Linda woke me up this morning with cards. And
yeah,
bread,
of course she
this.
Did.
So,
she loves
hey,
you.
Have a great day, and God bless America.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand
for help,
my
your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.